ladies and jellyfish. Welcome to the Kevin Universe. Is Drake a diddler? That's the question of this week, Kaylin.
I think he is. No, I don't. I don't think he is. I really don't know the beef that's going on between them, though. When you said you wanted to bring this up, I was like, damn, I have no knowledge in this.
Well, it's only because it's filling up my TikTok algorithm. You know, it's not on my Instagram, but it's on my TikTok algorithm.
Yeah.
And basically, like, yeah, I'm a metalhead. I really don't listen to rap much, but, you know, influences from, you know, people growing up, hanging out with friends in high school, influences from roommates. I do like, you know, of course, everyone likes Drake, right?
Mm-hmm. Everybody likes Drake.
Like, I mean, not that you don't have to like him personally or, you know, as a whole, but you at least like, there's at least one or two Drake songs that everyone likes.
Exactly. I feel like that's the same thing with Kendrick Lamar, too. Like, when I first met you is when Kendrick Lamar's Humble came out.
Yep.
And you actually knew some of those songs that you were, you'd listen to them here and there.
Yeah, because, you know, I think that's what I like about my playlist, you know. There's a little bit of, you know, I would say 70% screaming, but then, you know, you get into those songs where you're like, Kendrick's, around that time, was when he,
So what do you,
It was Damn, his album, Damn, that's
Damn,
what it was called.
I'm saying Humble. No, he had a song called Be Humble, that's what I'm
thinking
but
that album was like, everyone was talking about the album, everyone listened to the album. So, yeah, I mean, and even before that, Kendrick had hits and Drake had hits.
Swimming pools, of course.
Do what?
Swimming pools.
Oh, yes, of course. And but anyway, yeah, this has everybody talking, even, like I said, even metalheads and Swifties, or what's Oliver Rodrigo's fans called?
I don't know. That's a good question.
The guts?
The sours?
The sours? The Sour Patch Kids?
The sour guts.
The sour guts. That's a good one. So basically, you know, they've been going back and forth. You know, it started with Kendrick. Basically, Kendrick dissed Drake and J. Cole, right?
So what's the latest news?
So going back and forth between Drake and Kendrick, it started off as lyrics. The best way I heard it started off as lyrics, but now it ended up into possibly court statements because Drake, with his latest song, is saying that Kendrick is a false activist and a domestic abuser, saying he beats his wife. And within 10 or 20 minutes after Drake dropped that diss, Kendrick had his finger over the button, because within 10 or 20 minutes after Drake dropping the diss, Kendrick uploaded his diss and basically claimed that Drake is hiding an 11-year-old daughter and is possibly a diddler.
Huh.
I don't want to say the word, because last episode, you know, you can look at the views. Last episode, we were clearly shadow banned because I said GP 3 times within the first 2 minutes. You know, go back and watch it. Give us, bump that views, because like I said, we were shadow banned. So
if
bump
you
want to
know what
views,
GP means.
If you want to know why we were shadow banned, I said GP in the first 2 minutes. And I also got a notice that said that we cannot monetize the episode, even though we're not even able to monetize.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Right.
But anyway, he's possibly, I would just say diddler.
Okay, yes. But according to with the 11-year-old girl stuff, something I saw after you told me that, actually, I guess this is like the most recent news, was that apparently Drake said that, and I quote, "If you can find any proof that I have an 11-year-old daughter, I will quit rapping and I will go work for you." So I think that's a pretty hard statement.
Remember that time you just like, I'm just like playing the game, and you just randomly came up to me and you're like, "Do you know about this killer?" And I was like,
No,
never
it was
heard
a government conspiracy.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
I was like, "Have you ever heard of the octopus, the government conspiracy?"
And I was like, "No." Yep. And then you just go,
Interesting.
And then you turn around and walked away, and I was like, "Wait, what?"
That was like, you had to be there moment.
Yeah, yeah. As we learned from this past weekend, speaking of which, that's why we're sorry. As soon as we came back, we were late a week. You know, we hear you, people. That's why the following damn drop. That's why I tried to tell you, Kaylin. We got to keep constant updates.
I know. But you know what? We're not like Bobby Altoff, and we don't miss our daughter's first birthday.
Exactly. Okay, that's a good way to look at it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what's been going on this past week. Yeah. Which is why we're a week late.
Yeah, we came back, and then we had to take a week off because started B-Day. It was great. It was a great weekend. But like I was saying, as we experienced from this past weekend hanging out with family, we have like a million inside jokes that nobody has any idea about.
Over the course of 2 days, we said like 100 different things that we have realized are insider jokes, because, you know, we have family members looking at us like, what is wrong with these guys?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, so we share them here. And then, yeah. You know, yeah, just they're for your translation. whatever you think.
Yeah.
Dan Schneider is suing the makers of the Quiet on Set documentary, claiming...
defamation?
Defamation, yeah.
Yeah, but something funny that you told me that I never knew was that it's only defamation if it ain't true.
Exactly.
And it 100% is.
Right.
Witness testimonies.
Right. But that's the thing about Dan Schneider is, like, that's what I was kind of saying when I did the Squanchy show, and I was talking about it, is, like, he never really, like, had anything. Like, he just was, like, a creep.
Right.
He never was, like, well, I'm sure he did, but he never was caught.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you're anywhere near that field, you're pretty much that.
And I'm pretty sure with the people... I gotta
grab some water.
Okay. I'm pretty sure with the people that came forward, like, on Quiet on Set and stuff, like, talking, like, you know, about their stories and basically, like, their encounters with him, like, what happened with him and stuff like that behind closed doors, it's like, that's only for them to say. Like, who's to say that there's not somebody else out there that, you know, has, like, even, like, bigger, you know, gossip on him, or like bigger, like encounters, like, you know, actually criminal encounters with him, that they're just too afraid to come forward.
Yeah, like Amanda Bynes.
Yep, there's a lot of suspicion with her. Like,
did like you see, having did his you see, child yeah, at 13 you saw those, years like, old tweets and having that to were get like... a smushmortion.
Smushmortion.
I don't want to be shadowbanned again.
I know. Yeah, that's good. See, that's what you need to do when you want to say something terrible. Just like mix it up. Give it a little pizzazz.
Cuck. That's even worse.
I know.
But okay. I love calling people cucks.
Yeah. So back to Amanda Bynes. Yeah, so just basically, like, you know, those tweets that I guess were deleted at one point that she was, like, you know, going off the deep end.
You know how that is. She warned us all along, people. Yeah. Why weren't we listening? It's always when it's too late.
But then again, back then, I feel like social media wasn't that big of a deal. So a lot of people were on.
That's why I feel like nowadays you can't get away with shit. And yeah. That's kind of good.
Yeah.
It's kind of good.
That's definitely good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, TikTok, man, you know.
I don't know about that, because can't people just use a VPN and download the app?
No, the point is that they...
Like, I thought that, like, if it actually goes into effect that, like, TikTok is banned, damn, like, it's actually illegal to have the app at that point.
That might boost sales. Like, yeah, you just set your VPN to China and download TikTok. But they're probably, I mean, they already have headquarters here in America. They just aren't owned by an American company. But it's kind of, you know, the best way I heard it, it's just kind of conflicting because, like, you know, America has American companies like Meta, you know, which controls Instagram or whatever. And it's like... You know, we were just out in dinner with our neighbors and we're talking about, you know, beekeeping, because, you know, we have land, and I'm like, yeah, maybe behind the pond in the little wooded area that we have, you know, maybe I want to do a little beekeeping deal. I don't even know what it's called, but I want to do, you know, have a bees thing where, you know, we get honey or whatever.
Yeah.
And we get home and I look, scrolling through Instagram, and the first ad I see is about beekeeping and buying all these supplies about beekeeping. I've never gotten a beekeeping ad until we're talking about it. So we know our phones are listening. We know they know our keystrokes. They know the websites we visit. They know the apps we visit. They're listening to us, and they're just using that to target an ad, trying to sell us shit. Well, too bad. We're broke, so you can't sell us anything.
Yeah. But
regardless... I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I was going to say, my phone doesn't listen to me when I'm like, put $10,000 in my account, thank you.
Yes, exactly. Show us how to make our podcast successful.
Exactly.
But no.
Yeah.
Just wants to sell us shit. Mm-hmm. You know? But, so that's basically what it is, and these American companies are influenced by other American companies, kind of scratch your back, kind of scratch mine, target our ads, do this for us, push this agenda, blah, 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 and TikTok is honestly an app where it's kind of more open. That's why, like I said, that we get certain algorithms on TikTok that we get on other apps, because it's owned by a company that's in another country that's like, we don't care about your American problems, we don't care about your American politics, we're going to show what we want to show on the algorithm. Mm-hmm. And America doesn't like that.
And one thing I don't respect is that, like, all these other American companies, like Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that, like, like Mark Zuckerberg literally recently had to go in front of Congress and literally apologize to families that were there because of families that have lost another family member to bullying on social media, specifically Facebook, because apparently he and his company like never do anything about that. And then not to mention too that literally nowadays you can go on Instagram Reels and literally see someone being unalived. And it's like, yeah. I can actually appreciate that I can go on TikTok peacefully and like not have to see that. You know what I mean? Because yeah. sometimes some of the stuff you send me like on IG and like some of the stuff that even I come across just scrolling Reels is like pretty gnarly. And it's kind of scary because it's like, I didn't need to see that.
But yet they have a sensitive content warning and you have to click, and then you have to click, are you sure? Yes. For a Jeffrey Epstein video. It's like, wait, why did I see somebody unaliving, you know, 3 Reels ago, but now I'm seeing, you know, this sensitive content mm-hmm. about the Jeffrey Epstein conspiracy.
Yeah, and not
you know,
to
it's
mention...
It's weird. It's like, exactly, what agenda are we pushing? It's yes. like, let's get these people used to seeing people going through that because,
yeah.
you know...
Just like you said, you see something like that and then 3 videos later, you scroll and see something completely different. That's like kind of me, like, my algorithm is kind of like, you know, sometimes it'll... Some of that crazy stuff will pop up here and there, but then also too, like, I'll get a bunch of mom stuff. So it's like, how does that even, like, match? Like, right. I'm not saying, please give me this algorithm. Like, you're just offering it to me. And yeah. that's not right on the app's part.
Yeah. What do you think about those people you get on the algorithm where it's girls breastfeeding because, you know, breastfeeding is allowed on the Instagram algorithm. You can just pull your, you know, tata out and feed your, as long as you're feeding your baby, it's perfectly fine. So girls yeah. get around that by using fake baby dolls and... That's just fucking
that's
sick.
Just
like,
that's it, like another like mental like you're like not all there. And you know what, I finally see like this is like the perfect time for me to like go off and like say something about like how I feel. And it's just like that's one of those things, it's like, oh, like you never realize that it's offensive until you see it, because as a mother who was unable to breastfeed, like I find that offensive. You know what I mean? Like, you're making fun of it, essentially. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you're just using it for a sexual exploit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I don't know. Let's just, like saying that made me sweaty.
Yeah. Well, let's turn direction. What were we talking about before that?
We were talking about the TikTok ban.
Oh, yeah.
So don't ban TikTok, people.
Yeah, exactly. Please. That's kind of not what we... Because no. they're basically doing the same thing that Instagram does. It's just we want... Or, you know, these American companies do. We just yeah. want... to have the power for the American companies to do so.
Exactly. Like
and no
you,
one else.
Yeah, like you said, a power for the American companies. But then also, too, I feel like these other apps are, like, kind of, you know, going to jelly school because they know that TikTok is literally, like, the most popular visited app. Yeah. You know, like, me personally, like, I'm on TikTok more than any other app.
Well, so. I still like Instagram more. I still think Instagram
yeah.
is king.
Yeah, see, there
personally.
Are some people.
Yeah, I think, yeah. but I think I'm TikTok just too old because you're still kind of young. You're on that edge. Your age, you're on that edge of millennial and Gen X.
It's only
Gen
4 years.
Gen Z, not Gen X. My brother's
yeah.
Gen X.
Yeah, we're only 4 years apart.
But that's what I mean. You're still on that edge of, yeah. because, yeah, I think it literally cuts off 96, 97, which
yeah.
you were born.
Which is, yeah.
Yeah, 97. So
it's like sometimes I can't decide where I want to be, you know?
Yeah, you can't decide if you're a millennial or Gen Z.
Yeah.
So
sometimes it keeps me up at night. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
fix your headband. I mean, fix your headset.
Is it like backwards?
It looks. Do you have the right on the left right now?
Oh, I'm thinking, oh, these hurt. Why did those hurt?
I don't know. There.
I lost my.
Yeah, they're
Ray-Bans,
not the Ray-Bans
people.
That I bought you.
I lost my Ray-Bans. I don't know.
Oh, what happened
woods.
To the screen?
They're in the woods somewhere.
Oh, you just got to give it a little shaky. You just got to play with it a little.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my Ray-Bans in the woods somewhere, so.
Country life, people.
That sucks.
So are we, oh.
You
want
to see a clip?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, what were you saying?
I was going to say, are we going to talk about how you've watched the Deadpool trailer like 15,000 times? Every time you're outside, I like walk out and I'm like, I hear the Deadpool trailer.
Jesus, that's a great, I can't wait. Wolverine and, like, well, the X-Men have always been, like, my favorite, like, superheroes. And, see, this is the type of stuff I wanted, like, I was going to make this point. This type of stuff I usually will talk about on the Squanchy Show, which yeah. I'm going to record right after this podcast. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Deadpool, this is kind of transitioning the Squanchy Show into the Kevin universe
yeah.
because it's so big. Because, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are going to see this movie. This might bring... This is going to be the movie that brings Marvel back to life.
Right. I
yeah.
can see that.
Did you
yeah.
see how I thought so quick? Because I literally was saying bring like 10 words before I was supposed to say it.
Yeah.
That's how my yeah. brain works, people. But yeah, so the
it's gonna be good.
Yeah, so the X-Men in general, and then Gambit like was always my favorite superhero growing up. But Wolverine like is probably my favorite superhero now.
Yeah,
you know, superhero. Yeah, mm-hmm. It sounds so nerdy. But it's just going to be a great movie, and I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to it.
I can't wait. Yeah, I wasn't making fun. I was just making a point, a fact, a known fact.
Right. I'll dive deeper.
Also, are you okay? Because you have, like, indentions on your nose.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those glasses
like, those glasses did a number on you, and we've been recording for 10 minutes. Those glasses had their way with you.
It fucking hurt. Like, my ear was fucking hurting. I'm gonna have to beep those out. I'm trying not to say that. I'm trying to be better.
I know.
Especially we're as our daughter as our daughter gets older, we're trying not to say certain words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like balls.
Like how I see balls with everything.
Yes. We're working on it.
Working on it, people. Hey.
Okay, we're gonna watch a video.
We're gonna watch a clip. This is Spark Debate. I wonder what you think.
Oh, I can't hear it.
We got a little hiccup, people. Hold on. We'll get it. Hey.
Hey. Can you adjust the volume? Fuck.
All right. We had another hiccup because the volume blasted our eardrums out.
Literally. I, like, jumped. I, like, thought I was going to die.
God, that hurts so much. We can't even put that on because that's gonna fucking. Oh.
Okay, play it.
All right. How would you like your soggy ass bread with marinara?
Okay, you know what?
So I'm gonna this make. This is buying when you're on vacation, buying a pizza on the beach in Italy. And this sparks debate. What are you saying?
I was going to say that if I'm on the streets of Italy and I'm dressed fancy and I'm like, oh, I need a pizza, but like in like a fancy way, absolutely not. But if I'm on a beach, probably drunk, then that looks good.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah. I wouldn't just get it from like a fancy street vendor, like if I'm like sightseeing and stuff like that, because I'd be like, what the hell is this? You know what I mean? That's how I see it. But drunk on a beach in Italy, that looks like it'll hit.
It just looks, I mean, it is, but for Italy's sake, they just claim they have the best pizza. I look like, you know, well, I like to make a better pizza than that. But, I mean, the look and the presentation, yes, I agree with
soggy.
You. But.
Soggy and probably been sitting for a while. Like, that doesn't look fresh. And I feel like if you go to Italy, like, you need fresh pizza.
I feel like America perfected pizza, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, honestly, you know what? I think Italy should just, like, stick to pasta. Because America's got the pizza. You know what I mean?
Sorry, Italy. You're out of here, folks. Oh, gosh. What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Again, this is another thing I would normally talk about in the Squanchy Show, but again, transcends the Squanchy Show. Yeah, this is the part I told you is the most important.
Damn.
Probably get copyrighted that for that, but probably. What do you think about Linkin Park possibly getting a new female vocalist? Rest in peace, Chester.
Now, I remember we had a conversation about this prior to that video even existing, and it was just that, you know, oh, Linkin Park's thinking about coming back, and immediately I was like, no, like, you can't do it without Chester, you know what I mean? Like, you can't, who else is gonna, what other male, I should say, is gonna have a voice that's gonna fit Linkin Park? And it's just like, yeah, like, you just couldn't do it. But then this came up, and it's just like, ooh, I can get down with that.
Yeah, I would, listen to Linkin Park all over again. I mean, we have it on our, you know, phones that pops up and shuffle. But I, like I said, I would listen all over again to every single song with the female vocalist.
Yeah, because that can actually
brings an interesting aspect. And I think that's the only way you should do it.
Right. Yes. That's the only right way for you to do it. Right. Like to honor him. Like, I feel like he'd be okay with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not speaking for Chester.
Might have just cracked a code. That's the thing. Yeah. Because everyone always hates on replacements and bands. And it's like, that's the thing. Like, should just swap it up completely like that. Like,
right. Well, that's basically just like what I was saying. Like, when we talked about, like, no, like, you can't do it without Chester. Like, you can't, like, we were giving this possible, like, male. Like, not even a chance. We were just like, no.
Like, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's just how it is. Any male is like, nope.
Yeah, exactly. Not
Chester. Yep. But then you throw the opposite gender in there, and you're like, oh.
It might work. It might work. And you know why? Is because, like, not even somebody who, like, regularly listens to metal music, but just knowing based off of what you've shown me and, like, what you listen to, and is like, that there's not enough, like, female, like, metal metal singers, you know what I mean? Not that I know of,
ones that are, they like good. It's like niche, you know.
Yeah It's like you have to be like good, and that is good.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's the way to go, because I mean, you could say just let Chester rest and let Linkin Park, you know, just rest with them, but at the same time, you know, Linkin Park had other members that unfortunately maybe they're set for life, but you know, when you're used to a certain lifestyle, you need to go back to what you know to make some money, and that's touring, that's recording, and they could possibly sell a whole nother set of records just with that. And talk about the tours, but because they were about to go on tour, I think, right before Chester passed away, too.
Damn.
Pretty sure they were, or they had just finished tour.
Yeah. Touring.
But, yeah, I mean, life, you know, unfortunately, I mean, doesn't have to be that way, but according to society, yeah, life, the show must go on.
Yeah. That just reminds me of something that's not on our agenda, but something that I should bring up because I'm curious what you think about it. And it's that, remember I told you that, like, they were, like, hinting, like, a Johnny Cash...
Oh, yeah.
Return.
Yeah, where are they doing with that?
There's a new album. Like, there's a new album coming out.
Is it AI? AI Johnny Cash?
I don't think it's AI. I think it's just, like, unreleased stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that basically... But, like you were just saying, like, with, you know, life goes on, essentially, and it's like, money needs come up, I guess I should say. And so it's like, I feel like that's what it is too. Like, everybody in the comments is like, oh, you know, how is Johnny Cash coming before GTA 6 or whatever? I don't even know about all that, but basically just
Johnny
Cash
comes out the new album before GTA 6. Yes. That's hilarious.
Yes, but it's just the fact that it's like, yeah, like, it's most likely because the family just, you know, needs a little something right now, and you know, and what better way than to just put, like, more material out of him all these years later.
Yeah, I guess that's a way to do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, yeah. But it's like, damn. How does that look on the family, though? Like, you know, if you were Johnny Cash's, like, great-granddaughter, would you still try to, like, do things to, like, live off of him?
Like, yes.
I'm not going to get my own, figure out my own living and my own job and career. I'm just going to try to make money off of my...
But also that too, it's like, you got to think too, like, the good it's going to do for other people. Like, can you, like, what about the fans that were, like, devastated when Johnny Cash died, and you know, oh my God, I'm never going to hear his music again. It's like, no, like, that could actually bring some positivity to some people. Now, it's different if it's like, oh, I'm on TikTok and I'm like, get ready with me as Johnny Cash's great granddaughter. You know what I mean?
True.
That's just trying to get money. But when you're actually doing something for the good of other people, that I can understand.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You got a point there.
Yeah, I do have a point there.
Oh, what do I do there? Speaking of, just getting money.
Honestly, I think that selling your body, like, if we're going by that definition, being in the army is worse than being on OnlyFans.
Wow.
You're selling your body to the government.
Damn it.
What?
So right away, I was like, this B.
This
but then I saw that with that clip or stitch or whatever, and then read the comments. A lot of veterans are agreeing with her. Like, what? This dystopia that we live in.
Yeah, you're like, you might have a point.
Yeah. But
I don't know. Those guys don't get naked and do sexual stuff for the government.
BBC for the government.
Well, the government does not require you to write a BBC.
You get it up there one way or another.
No pun intended.
Exactly. So, yeah, topic for debate there.
I don't know. I think she's just trying too hard. Right? I think she's just mad at the end of the day.
She apparently did the corn for a few months and got big off of that and is now, like, doing shit like that. Mm-hmm. She's trying to do shocking interviews to stay relevant.
That's on her. And then the whole thing with, like, oh, I'm trying to get my stuff removed was, like, you shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be known as, like, yes, no. that. And it's like, that's how you got here.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Nobody would know who you are. Mm-hmm. People would just think you're related to Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a better way to say it. Yeah. Be, I'm Wiz's cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should come out with an album.
Wiz Khalifa featuring Mia Khalifa.
Yeah. How long have we been going for?
We've been going for 30 minutes. Doesn't even feel like it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. No, we'll end with, instead of ending with this or that or something, because we're going to change it up weekly, we'll end with a little uninfluence or demonetized segment where we talk crap about...
Where we talk to Smackaroonie.
Yes.
It's Smackaroonie time.
Yeah, so for this uninfluenced segment, Shudder.
Shudder.
Yeah, so this is basically where we talk crap about Shudder for sucking.
For sucking. Don't waste your time, because you know what? I signed up for... This is how it all came about. I signed up for the free 7-day trial that they offer. And just like any other app, you should be able to get your money back if you do not like the app. And you know what? I got it free for the 7 days because, yes, there was one movie I wanted to watch. And I thought, huh, I have 7 days. Let me look and see what else there is. Complete and utter poopiness. Like, there is nothing good for you on there to watch. And so I inquired and I'm like, hey, like, can I just get my money back? Because, like, y'all took the money out of my account and I'm just not really feeling your app. And they're like, oh, no, we can't do that. And so I'm like, seriously, like, y'all are not a real app for that. And it just, like, really frustrated me because, like, any other app, like I said, any other legit good app that have, like, actual good titles and content and stuff, like, will be like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. Like, we get it. But no, these people think they're so good. And you know what? They tried to offer me a free month trial. It's like, no, I didn't even want the 7 days. You know what I mean? Like, I watched an hour and a half movie and I was done with y'all after that. You know what I mean?
You're right here, folks. Did you ever finish that Jester movie?
No, because it sucked.
Oh, God.
Yep.
And that's the same company that passed on Talk to Me, which Talk to Me is an amazing, amazing.
Amazing.
Even if you don't like horror movies, but you're, like, not really that afraid. Like, if you're afraid of jump scares, there's no jump scares.
No.
So we learned that. Mm-hmm. So...
It just has, like, a really deep meaning. And you know what? Yeah. I watched it and I thought, like, it was such a good movie. And then I watched it with my babe over here. And he brought up some really good points at the end that I didn't even see. Completely went over my head and just made me, like, oh, I want to watch it again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was pretty good.
So it was so good.
Saw 10 pissed me off. But Saw 10 has a good plot.
Saw 10? Oh, it's Saw 10.
Saw 10 has a good plot. But the end, it will piss you off if you love John Kramer.
Saw 10. Man.
But, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, no.
Talk to Me is really great.
Talk to Me is good, yeah. Really, if great. You haven't seen it yet, we were influenced by Joe Rogan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the creators are great. I'd love to have the creators as guests on our podcast one day. But Who knows?
A dream.
Danny and Michael, you heard it here. Come on our podcast.
I don't even know their names.
Well, that's just...
Now we're
whispering. Why do you never see my
reels? Oh, you really want to get into this right now?
Yes, I had it written as a note. And I wanted to get into it. Why do I send you 20 reels a day and you never see them?
Because you send me 20 reels a day.
You can scroll through TikTok and Instagram for an hour, but you can't just click your messages?
As I said 15 minutes ago, I don't really get on Instagram.
But
I get on TikTok all
you can't
the
just
time.
Background click Instagram?
No.
Why?
Because it's the same reason why you don't see my stuff when I send it to you.
What do you mean?
So you go off and you send me all these 20 reels. I send you 3 and they never get seen. They get lost in the shuffle.
You send them to me on
TikTok. No, they get lost in the shuffle because you send me 20 and then I send you 3 and then you send me 20 more.
Exactly. If you react, then I'd go back and watch what you reacted to and then I'd be like, oh, I got 3 ones that I need to react to.
Okay, well, you know what? As we speak, I'm trying to get better at it. And that is because I have caught up on the 20,000 reels you sent me, and I am caught up as of today. Nice. So we'll just take it day by day.
Okay.
So sorry you feel that way.
Yes.
I love you. I love you.
But yes, I'm going to end it with that.
I literally have to said I love you twice.
Oh, I love you too. Love you too.
Yes, let's end it with that.
If you like this episode, people like and subscribe, please. We love you. And
he loves y'all.
Yes, exactly. And look at the description or on our link tree for our site for some merch.
Yes.
And then patreon.com/cavein. I'm doing an episode of the Squanchy Show right now.
Yes.
So we'll get into that.
Yes. So, yeah. And don't forget to follow us on social media. Yep. On all your favorite social media apps at Cavein Universe.